Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess my co-host, Tweety B, is going to be a little bit late, so I guess we're going to have to start the show. This is the God, Hey Roo. You are tuned in to another Manic Monday.
Hey, hey, hey. Having some technical difficulties on this end. How you doing, Hey Roo?
Yeah, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, don't let it stop the show. You know, shit.
Yeah.
We're going to push right
it
on through.
Yeah. I'm trying to get, we have our walkthrough guest coming through here tonight, and Monty Orchard Entertainment is going to be here, and I'm trying to get a couple of their tracks into the studio. I've been having difficulty trying to do that, so I've been working on that on the back end, and that's what we're doing right now, and we're going to get into some music, you guys. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit for this Manic Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend and everybody had a safe weekend. And hoping to kick this week off right for you with some good music. And we're going to play right now this Just Chill by Lil Fly. And it's produced by Blaze Style. I'm going to get into it right now. We'll be back for more Manic Monday. You guys hang on tight.
Productions.
Baby, just chill.
Sound. The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive
in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very
open... Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
Yeah.
Well, you know we're trying to do the background music now, so it sometimes it just pops in loud, and you know you have to just manually turn it down. But oh no, well you know you got to hope, you got to be that regardless of what's going on. So you know it is what it is. We
come
and,
on down, down,
down. Well, I'm just saying. You gotta be on it. You know how we do over here.
I'm on it. Like, no, it is. You know how
anything
I feel
is subject to happen. Yeah. So, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, man, I chilled, man. You know, little family stuff, man. You know, here and there. But, you know, time don't stop, man. You know, shit. Move on. So, move on. You know, I worked as always. Got no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, with family stuff, man, you know, kept the line pushing. You know how that go.
Well, I guess you guys are going to be here around 8:40. They're going to be calling into the studio and do a walkthrough.
Money Orchard Entertainment is going to be in the house with us tonight, and we can't wait for them to get here and tell us a little bit about them. And they are from the Alabama area, so we're trying to get in touch with, you know, everybody that's popping and booming and doing things at home so we can help promote them as well as artists from all over. We've had artists from everywhere come into the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to get them in here tonight, and we're going to see what's popping. You know, A1 was up here with us not long ago on Manic Monday, and he brought me some music of theirs by the house. And, you know, they got some really good music, and I wanted you guys to get a chance to listen to some of it. So you'll get a chance to do that a little bit later on.
That's what happened, though, man. I mean, shit, finally, you know, Alabama slides through, man. You know,
I'm going to have to get in touch with Ranger Rhymes. I haven't heard from him in a minute. You know, he's an artist from Jamaica. And
and the Christian girl from Australia, man. And you know, the hardcore dude, man, from London.
I have some stars music over here too, and I want to play some of it before we leave today.
Matter of fact, I was wondering what happened to, you know, your girlfriend. She owe you some tea to this day.
Yeah, she still owe me some tea. She promised to give me some tea. I don't know what's going on with that.
She get kind of rough, man. You know, Twitter is fickle. You know what I'm saying? It's a job, man. You have like 1 million followers one day, and the next day they be following somebody else. Ball and dog. Pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it goes. Yeah, most definitely. So what did you do this weekend?
I work. All weekend. Yeah.
I forgot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You part of the employed masses. You're going to have to get your Obamacare in a minute.
I'm not getting no Obamacare.
You're going to have to log in.
I just have to pay the fine, whatever the fine is. I'm not getting no Obamacare, that's out.
Shit, I done seen like a gang of little shows, people saying they done saved a gang of money.
Well, that's them. No, I personally don't agree with it, and I'm not signing up to it. You know, healthcare is something I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm saying it's like, man, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I might not like the method by which they going by, but I believe universal healthcare, man, is like really important. You know what I mean? It's like, It affects everybody. People try to pretend like it doesn't. I mean, I'm not a big Obama fan personally. You dig what I'm saying? Because I don't get caught up in support people just because they the same nationality as me no more. I'm tired of going to them black owned stores, man. They ain't got nothing up in there but sandwich bread. I'll be wanting some mayonnaise. So the reality is, man, is but just keeping it clean, man. Obamacare is a good idea, man. They just went about it wrong.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. From the first time I read it, I thought it was messed up. It's just about verbatim to Hitler's plan, what he had for health care.
I've studied Hitler.
Okay,
like,
well,
you know
they're
saying,
almost
the serious way, because I personally agree with his nationalist philosophy, because what happened in World War One made World War Two inevitable. However, it's not the same. At all, it's not the same.
Okay, well, it's almost verbatim.
No, I'm just saying.
Anybody that reads it will say the same thing. It's almost verbatim his plan.
I'm somebody, and I'm not, man. And the health care that they had back then is entirely different from what they got now, man. I won't, though, man. Comparing the dude to Hitler is like a big stretch, man, even for you.
I didn't compare
saying,
him to Hitler. I did not compare him to Hitler. I compared his health care plan to the same health care plan as Hitler.
As the Nazis had.
Do your research, people. Do your research.
Yes.
Do your research.
I do.
And you'll
I
figure
do,
it out.
I do do research. I do do research. That's
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the viewers because you and I are always going to bump heads when it comes to this. We already know this.
Oh,
so,
but what I'm saying
I'm just
you,
saying.
No, I'm asking a simple question. So if a big car crash happened tomorrow and a bunch of people get killed that don't got medical, don't got health care or insurance, who's going to pay for that?
What you mean if they get killed? They're killed. They're dead. It's over with.
No, I mean if they
so
get hit in the crash, who's going to pay for their medical care if they get hurt? You know what I mean.
Well, I mean.
People get caught up every day. Car crashes happen. Somebody just got hit by a car today that don't got no medical insurance. An ambulance took them somewhere. They received medical attention, but they can't afford to pay. So some of that's going to come out of somebody's tax money. I don't feel that I should have to work all day. The same thing. But don't get me wrong, though. I mean, it's a lot of shit that's bullshit because I don't agree with my tax dollars supporting prison and paying for them keep
so you agree
in
with,
for the rest
so
of their
you
life.
Agree with, you agree with having have a chip put in your arm. To be able
that's
to work,
what I said.
To be able
that's,
to eat.
That's not what I said.
Well, that's included
that's
in the Obamacare that you said you
no,
agree with, that you said that you read.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not mandatory. You got people signed
so
up for stuff
it?
Already. They don't require no chip being put in their arm.
Not yet, because it's not 2015. Not yet, but it will. It's coming. It's a clause in there. So, anyway, I don't know why we talk about Obama and Obamacare anyway, because I'm not ever going to agree with Obama. Nothing that Obama does to me is satisfactory as far as his job position. That's my standpoint on it. He is more of a dictator to me than a president. He is more of a dictator to me than a president. And I don't agree with that.
Never mind, man. This ain't grown folks business. I ain't gonna, you know, we ain't,
right.
we ain't gonna hijack Manic Monday, man, with politics. But I mean, like I said,
right.
I'm not really a big fan of the individual, man. But I don't support extreme statements, man, either. That said, I mean, you got plenty of people who invoke the right to pass stuff more than he has. You know. Bush did it quite a few times. Clinton did it. Several people have done the same thing. Just raw and uncut. They throw the person into an impossible. They throw the dude into an impossible situation. Everybody is caught up in this thought that because he was a black man, he was going to be. It was impossible. His whole first term, you know what I'm saying, was him struggling in waters that was unswimmable. And I don't even really support the dude like that.
Well,
he went into something that the debt was impossible to get out of. And it's like a lot of people playing and falling victim to the propaganda, like he fucked everything up. It was fucked up beyond repair when he got it.
Well, he didn't help it none.
He did help a lot. He helped it a lot. Much as I hate to say it, he helped it a lot. I mean, the situation
okay,
that
well,
was
you
in,
just
a
an
lot
Obama
better.
Fan.
No, I'm not an
Obama
fan.
You're just an Obama
fan.
No, I'm not.
I'm a person who doesn't. I don't have to like you to be able to give you a compliment. It's a lot of shit he do fucked up that I don't agree with. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not even a Democrat, so I'm really not an Obama fan. Just because I'm not willing to say fuck you because I don't like something you do don't make me a person's fan. You know, you don't have to insult me because I'm not bashing the man. The man has done some good things. He done some fucked up shit. I don't have to
who
like you or dislike you doing by saying I'm an Obama fan, which means that because I'm an Obama fan, what I'm saying doesn't have validity. Because you like somebody and you crawl up their ass, any compliment you give them is based on you liking a person as opposed to fact.
Well, I was just, you know, I personally, as a person, I think he's a cool person. As a president, that's something different. But I don't chill with him, eat with him. He don't call my phone. I don't call his. So it really don't matter to me one way or the other. Like I said, I don't even know how we got on Obama because, it wasn't even on my mind for Matic Monday.
Even in a minute, you're going to have to sign up for it, or else you're going to pay the consequences. Everybody is. It's unfortunate, but that's how it goes.
Right, and that's a dictatorship. Whether you have health insurance or not should be your business. If you choose to get sick and die on the curb, that's your business.
No, because, I mean,
ain't nobody
got to
pay for that.
Morning.
It ain't coming out of nobody's pocket.
They just had a debate this morning about it. Yeah, no, not when you die, but if you get cancer or you get some terminal illness and they pay, people paying for you for 20 years while you fighting all these treatments, that's coming out of somebody's pocket.
Yeah, okay.
They just had They talk about inoculation. All these people talking about they don't want to inoculate their kids. They feel like they shouldn't have to and this and that. Okay, don't inoculate your kids. But why should your kids get to come to school with my kids and hope that I inoculated my kids? And that my kids don't catch the mumps or the measles or the chicken pox or the black.
Well, I mean, like if you do any research on that, since they've been giving out vaccinations, the vaccinations for the stuff they was giving out vaccinations for, the disease was dying off anyway. So whether they gave the vaccinations or not, diseases was gone. The people wasn't getting it no more before they required them to be vaccinated. So the requirement for them to be vaccinated right now.
It's like this, man. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not going to argue with you because the stuff you're reading, you're 100% right. That's exactly what it says. But my philosophy on studying and research has always been to find an impartial person to read. Because if you listen to a brother about how turned up and fly the human life is, if that's what he into, he going to make motherfucking selling crack seem like the coolest thing in the world. You dig what I'm saying? And if you listen to a white person or some black person that's hard on crime, they going to make it seem like only the lowest, vilest motherfucker in the world would ever sell crack. So I read stuff, man. I read stuff by people that don't got a dog in the fight. If you got a dog in the fight, you can make statistics say anything.
Okay.
You can make them say that they was already dying off, or you can make them say that the inoculations is what made it die off. Who knows? But we know people still getting it. They thought the Ebola virus was gone. Now it's back.
All right.
That's crazy. I know you got stuff going on, man. What you got planned for the day on the show?
We're going to get into some of this Coach Max right now, you guys, and we'll be back for more Manic Monday in just a minute. Hang on tight.
Yeah, hold on, man. Tight. It's a rock.
Muncie Beats, what up? Mix King Records. Life. They say every king gonna need a queen. So let's tie the knot, no shoestring. I think I'm falling in love. Let's go. We've been together for some years now, serious. But we've been dipping for a minute, I was curious. I made you cry watching Fast and the Furious. We was like Gina and Martin, look where the series went. So I be trying all angles to make a pyramid. This is some dangerous love like you were Syrian. But you from the land of the free on the east. The one that really had your heart was some years before me. He was Gemini, I'm a Virgo, reference to astrology. I am nothing like he. I strive to be the man that really seemed to put your mind at ease. Said he had you open late night like Mickey D's. It was clear that you was pleased, but some flashing lights took him to a place that I can't see. Think you cried so much because he left you so tragically. Bend your shoulder to cry on it, now you got feelings for me. And now you got feelings. So I'm just trying to put you on a pedestal with 60 roller medical. Taking trips and making grip the life we never ever knew. Cut up with you for too long to let it fade away. Even though sometimes these fans convince me I should try some braids. You still in my corner, give me water, check my mouth guard. I be praying daily cause I know this fight is so hard. Feel I should put a ring on it cause I'm drunk in love. The bars that we be working with keep increasing the buzz. You had flings with a few guys, but they don't love you like me. Remember when we almost eloped when I was 19? Probably didn't think I had the time that you needed. Now I'm with you in the morning, lay down with you every evening. Be with you so much, I know my family be heated. They don't know what you can do and see how many you mistreated. But I'm
falling in love.
said I'm yeah, I'm blinded by your light. We can blow so many minds, so I'ma keep going to counseling. No, it's gonna take some time. No, I won't turn on you. No, fuck them other guys' statements. Yeah. Working with you is like 10 jobs, and we smoke more than Jamaican. Keep telling me we gon' make it. I know, I'm patient. What's all these metaphors for? Think I should just be blatant. Yeah. H-I-P, H-O-P, it's you. Not even Chris Angel could make magic like me and you. And I'm...
Never waste your time. Come on, come on. Pretty B, when you gonna come my way? I need you in my present. Yo, this is Ranger Rhymes from Jamaica, and you're listening to Tweety B on Money Mondays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tweety B, tweet them, baby.
Gentlemen, this is a prime example of what not to do when you're in a relationship. Honesty is the best policy, because you never know who's watching. And your girl is probably a FBI, CIA, you dig? Turn up.
All right, you guys, we are back for some more Manic Monday. I am in the house tonight, and am your host, Tweety B, with the God Hey Roo. And we're waiting around for our guests to get here for tonight. They're going to be walking through here around 8:40 or so. So we're waiting for them to get over here and come and tell us a little bit about them. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, I was just telling them, you know, while they was waiting, they was being entertained by, you know, the healthy debate that we engage, you know, on a regular basis of our life and bullshit in America.
Whatever. I don't know, you just, you know, you always want to do that. And, you know how I feel about that, so.
Yeah, I mean, I do though, but I mean, like, I respect you, man, because you're a strong, intelligent, beautiful woman and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I also know that a lot of people put a lot of hoaxes online and stuff like that as well, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Well, it wasn't like I went to a hoax line. I went to the actual government site and read the documents for myself, and if it was a hoax, then they was the one that put it up there.
It was a fake site that they put up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody put up a fake site because I was saying I read it before myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you the link later on after the show and you can check it out yourself because the specific part that you're talking about, it never ended up in the bill. Like, while a lot of stuff of it is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I feel like universal health care, my perspective of it, it should be paid for by the government. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should just be able to go to a doctor and doctors should be paid by the government or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my perspective. I don't feel like you should be able to really just force people to pay and then they can only afford what they can afford because that's really no different than what's going on now. But, I mean, it's like I just feel like people should have to be covered some kind of way, man, because if not, like, you know, shit, it's like everybody robbing everybody.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Other than that, though, man, what you got going on, man? You know what I'm saying? Tell me something new, something exciting, something, you know, Tweety Birdish, you know.
Well, I really don't have a lot of new stuff going on. I've been working and trying to do this show and get this show together. I'm extremely tired, but I'm here. And that's just it, the bottom line, point blank and period. But it is what it is. This is Tweety Bird Central, and we're going to have a Manic Monday night. And I don't know what is going to be happening with some of the times because I got this crazy work schedule now, so we may have to adjust some of the times or some of the shows. That is something that we're going to have to look at here real soon. I'm going to try to keep Manic Monday at 8 o'clock because that's our show time. I'm going to definitely try my best to do that. But we may have to shift grown folks' business and explicit content hours. So you guys be making sure that you check our tweets and check our Facebooks and make sure that you keep up with the times and where we will be airing the show so you don't get confused. And so that's what we're going to do. Coming up next week. So we'll be letting you guys know what we're going to do about the times and everything. So it shouldn't be a major adjustment, but just a little bit of adjusting because of my schedule. So we're going to get on that this week. And what do you have coming up for explicit content?
Oh, I don't know. You know, shit, I'm kind of debating, man, basically waiting, you know what I'm saying, to see how everything turned out. So I don't really want to schedule nothing, but I'm working on some different things as far as my format, man, as far as different things that will be actually appearing on this show.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Well, we're going to get into some more music, you guys, while we hang around and wait for our guests to get in here. We're going to play some of this J Dirty. This is for my dogs, and after that, we're going to get into some J Gold music, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute and a little while with our guest for tonight that's going to be coming through here. Monty Orchard Entertainment is going to be here, and you guys hang on tight.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again!
I see my dogs on the block, I salute ya. Yes, you's a soldier, yes, you's a trooper. I'm trying to get this money, I'm trying to get us paid. So when the money comes and I can get my dog straight, just be patient with me, homie, just keep waiting on me, homie. And I promise one day we all gonna be off the block, homie. We'll be dining in the mansion, can you imagine? Everything fancy, two models daily, dancing, stripping on the pole with no panties. I'm having big dreams for my dogs and my family. I'ma get us right, dog, just keep your head up. Everything will be good when I get my bread up. Yeah, I know you fed up, the stress is taking its toll. I know you in hard times, your rent running low. But look, I just want you to know, I know life knocked you down, but I'ma pick you up off the floor.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, don't you worry about a thing. Everything gon' be changed when you get up out the chain gang. When you come home, I hope I have some cash for you. Man, you my dog, so you know I'm gon' spoil you. If I give it to you, you ain't gotta pay me back. Cause you know if I got it, then you got it like that. I'm just being real, man, you know we family. Just to be honest with you, you're like my second family. Yes indeed, sip your liquor, smoke your weed. I'm plotting on the plan so we all can live free. Sight on one go, gotta get my paper right. Cause I've been thinking lately, what if I die tonight? I wanna rest in peace when I'm gone, pressure's on me. I do this here for my family and my homies. Just remember me when I'm gone. We'll all meet again at the gates of heaven when we gone.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock.
Look, man, I know you're going through certain trials and tribulations in your life, but you gotta keep your head up, dawg. When I get right, we all get right, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going through some shit, man, but just imagine us eating in a mansion, you know, doing all the things we planned on doing when we was getting older, you know, the dreams we had. I'ma get us, I'ma fulfill them dreams for us, man, when I make it, just remember that.
This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs, this is for my dogs. I just wanna give a shout out to all y'all. This is for my dogs, the ones on the block. This is for my dogs, the ones on lock. This is for my dogs.
Yeah, yeah. M-M-G-G-2-2. And fuck these niggas. Look, look. I got homies slanging Yola, got homies with they degree. And those are the extremes, I'm somewhere like in between. I'm getting hot, only buzz I had was from that liquor, but I never changed. Still don't love these hoes or trust these niggas. I'm forever J, so high I levitate. The bar I elevate, don't shake my hand or smile all in my face. Bitch, you been a fake, I demonstrate for those who ill with hate. I disintegrate, turn your favorite rapper to a side dish on my dinner plate. I'm from a place, on every corner it's a church, a liquor store. Vigils on that sidewalk, what you think they pouring liquor for? My fit is sitting low, but you knew that. Probably had your girlfriend lounging round in my crew net. Who that? No, I'm not a saint. I go hard in that paint. Roll another blunt, pour another drink. Don't let them gas you up like empty tanks. I do what you can't. I'm a monster, I'm so LA, bitch. I'm Kobe, score 8-1 on your roster.
Fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shots clipping that Glock, got that work, setting up shots.
I turn a dream into
that you can keep your feature. Man, I ain't no rapping ass nigga. I can't get drunk off the fame, and I got it straight from the bottom. So you gon' know that I came, I was eating on cup of noodles, scraping up change for swishers. Oh, you wanna hit this weed, then put five up my nigga. I done ran with the sharks, I done ran with gorillas. No, a couple of marks, no, a couple of killers, no, a couple of dealers. What you want, what you need. If you faking in front, and then you not fucking with me. I be killing, I leave them slump, my flow mean like the Grinch. Yeah, I got no worries, I got not one fuck again.
I turn the dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn the dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn the dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shots clipping that Glock. That work, setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me nothing.
Oh man, I need a break.
Jago, what's poppin', champ?
My nigga Pluto, what's good, G?
Ain't shit, nigga. You know how the fuck I do, my nigga.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you something, nigga.
What's poppin'?
I'm fucking tired of being in the studio. Y'all finally dragged my lazy ass up in this motherfucker. I'm gonna help you wrap up MG2. Got my lazy ass up in here and did a couple tracks. You know what time it is?
Turn up time.
Goddamn right, nigga. I need some fucking red dot and blue dot bottles, nigga, and I need to see some fat asses, my nigga. What's the deal?
Hey, nigga, it's Tuesday. You want to hit a supper?
Goddamn right, nigga. What the fuck you mean do I want to go to supper, nigga? You goddamn right.
All
right,
let me hop on the phone with this nigga, G, and see what's popping with tonight.
All right, man, hit me back up. I'm going to go get dressed.
All right.
Get into the groove, y'all.
All right. So we back up in here. Another episode of Manic Monday. You know, that was Jago, the fuck you mentality, you know, with a last minute shit talking session with the boy Pluto. You know what I'm saying? So just chilling, just waiting on Money Orchard to slide up in here, man. You know, them Bama boys, they always come through, turn up and show us a lot of love, man. You know what I'm saying? They got to come support the home team, you know.
They are here. They are here.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to come in here and tell us a little bit about them. And we're going to get ready to pull them in here right now. So, you guys, we are in the house with Money Orchard Entertainment. Are you there?
Straight up, we here.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right. How y'all doing on that way?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
We're glad to have you over here with us.
Yeah, on Manic Monday. And if you could just tell everybody that's listening the name, a little bit about you guys and how you got started.
Well, shit, basically self-explanatory, man. It's Money Orchard. They're like everybody else had like orange orchards, peach orchards. We just trying to get that Money Orchard, man. Just starting off on the rap, just, you know, inspired from, you know, the soul. We love music, what we like to do.
All righty, like, that's what's up. So let me tell you, how old were you when you first knew that you wanted to get into music? Like, did you start out young or did you get into it once you got a little older?
Yeah, I actually started, like, middle school rapping, but you know what I'm saying? I really started taking it serious after, you know, like, 2003.
Okay.
Figured we might well make some money out of it. We got so much talent sitting around, you know. We might as well get something out of it.
So do you guys feel like, because I get a lot of artists on the show, you know, and most everyone that I get here says it's so difficult to get, like, support from home, like, support from your home state.
Oh, yeah.
So do you guys run into that problem, too?
Yeah, some way. I mean, it just so. I mean, like we always say, you got the most haters where you from, so they feel like they know you the most. See, we can go anywhere else, and they show mad love, you know what I'm saying? Plenty of shows and all that show mad love. But the home state gonna always be the ones who criticize you and try to put their judgment on whatever you're doing the most.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, though, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard. It's hard. I know. It's hard, but we're gonna support you, and we're gonna push you as much as we can over here on Tweety Bird Central. Try to get people to get familiar with you and used to hearing you over here. So, like, do you guys have? I hear something about a mixtape that you guys have out now. Tell us a little bit about the mixtape.
Oh yeah, Fake Friend, Real Enemies dropped March 28th. It's booming right now, hosted by DJ Holiday. All the beats produced by my little fam 12. Other than that, me, M-O-E-D-B, all of us just going in, man. That's the hot things in the street right now. Fake Friend, Real Enemy. Everybody got those.
True that. The frenemies keep you on your toes.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Rudy, you have any questions you want to throw out here right now at Money Orchard Entertainment?
Yeah, I was curious about the, you know, the name, the Money Orchard, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, how did y'all come up with that?
Yeah, because, like, where I'm standing at right now and where we at chilling right now, this Orchard Avenue. We came up what we call the block, the slab. We're on the block right now, and, you know, it was already just going around Orchard Boys. So when we got into the business aspect of the music, we just came up with something a little more, you know what I'm saying, lightweight for them, you know what I'm saying, a little more productional. Something just to make it a little smoother. So we came up with Money Orchard Entertainment.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What's up.
Like most people going to think about the MOE and think about money over everything, but see, nah, that's a different MOE.
That's what's up, man. Anybody around where y'all live at, man, that y'all been working with lately or, you know, trying to do anything with?
Yeah, far as what, like artists?
Local artists, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we function with everybody, man. Everybody who got the same plans and same goals on hand as we got, we functioning with them. Everybody else who's here, you know what I'm saying, just rap to hear their rap. We ain't dealing with it like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Man, well, I'm wishing y'all luck, man. I'm glad y'all can slide through here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like we've been doing the show for a minute here and on another station with somebody else, and it was rare for people from Alabama to come through and, you know, support an Alabama network. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Salute.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, guys from the Auburn, Opelika area, right?
Yeah, we're from Opelika. Straight up Opelika. It's the Opelika area.
Oh. Okay,
you know what that is. Yeah, that's the land. Opelika, the land.
Okay, are you guys planning on going to the Dash South Independent Music Awards in June?
Say what now?
Down South Independent Music Awards. Will you guys be attending that?
I don't know when is that. I don't think I heard anything about that.
Okay. Every year, Ken Kay, he's over on my Facebook, so I'm going to have to link you guys together, but he put together a nice hip-hop award show for this area, you know, and, you know, some of the surrounding areas for artists that, like, have really been putting in work for the year. And we have an award show, and we do that every year. This year, it's going to be in June. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the 21st and the 22nd. I'm going to have to check the dates and times again, but I'm quite sure it's in June. And they have it down at The Rock.
Oh, are you to my Kente Evans?
Yeah, I know.
Kente. I don't know. I can't really just say anything, you know. It's mandatory, but we'll all check something out and see what he got popping. It all depends on what we have going on.
I was just wondering, was you guys going to go?
Yeah, we might turn up and show out. Who knows?
Okay.
We'll see how that works
right.
out.
Yeah, well, I'm just one that believes in networking in the area. We always want to get new artists from the area to get on the docket for the voting, for people to say yay or nay, if the music is good or not good, and give props where props is due. And I think that's important. It shouldn't just have to be the BET Awards or the, MTV Awards. We should have our own thing. And I got to commend K for stepping out there and try to do that for this area, because we do need some people to get behind these independent artists. Yourself and myself and everybody that's out there struggling, grinding, trying to, make something of a craft. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah. So, tell us, do you have any shows coming up? You guys working on any new videos? What do you have coming up?
Yeah, we got a lot in store right now. We just gonna hold off on that till we get all that wrapped up, but they can look forward to it for it, to seeing it. We're definitely coming with the visual right now, pretty soon, especially since the mixtape dropped.
Yeah. Okay, well, I actually went over on YouTube and I was doing some research on you guys, and I came across this track. I think the name of it was Smoke, and I really like the track, so I wanted to play it and let the audience hear it, and then we're going to get some of you guys' new music. But we're going to play this right now, Smoke, and you can come back and we can come back and tell us a little bit about this track and how you came up with the concept with it and any features that you have on there. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into this music right now, and you got to come on tight. We're going to be back with Mike Orchard Entertainment for a little bit more chit-chat here. Okay, you guys, hang on tight.
Wish a nigga would run a homie, cause I got me. yeah, I got me. Get your own, do your thing. They get money everywhere. Green gang, everything. Jamar found me. Cuddo brought me to the game. Put me in the field, coach. I think it's time to make a name. Let's get paid, bruh. Crooked letter, huh? What they doing over here? What they doing over there? What they doing there? Well, everybody can pay. Moolah, De Niro, pay. Moolah, De Niro, pay. What they doing over here? What they doing over there? What they doing there? Well, everybody can pay. Moolah, De Niro, pay. Moolah, De Niro, pay.
All right, you guys, we are back. We're having some difficulties with what's going on. It's doing a little bit of spinning here. God, here we are. You here with me?
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah, okay, Monty, are you here with us?
Yeah, we hear
okay.
Y'all breaking up in
what's
the bedroom.
What's
yeah.
up? Yeah, it's, I don't know what's going on with the board. It's spinning tonight. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio does us like this, and we have to kind of work around it. But be in here. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I want,
it's your what's going on.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I wanted to ask you guys, if you got a chance to, like, be or have one featured on your album or on your mixtape that's already out here right now, what artist would that be, and why would you want them to be featured?
Really, to be honest, I'm trying to get it out the mud. I mean, it's a lot of artists that I do listen to, but I'm not really trying to do no major features. Like, I'm not trying to coattail. I don't want to use nobody else to get on, you feel what I'm saying? So when I get it, they can respect us that we got it out the mud, like, genuine. But I do folks with all of that I've seen though.
That's what's up. All right, Rudy, you want to get in? You always so talkative, and now our guests are here.
No, it ain't.
We
want to hear from you over there. I'm laughing at you over there sitting on the you over there vibrating right now.
I'm vibrating.
Yeah, your voice is like.
Yeah, it's a little glitched out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You sound like something going on. But other than that, though, man, no, I'm just like checking out y'all grind, man. It's like at the end of the day, you know, everybody getting older, man, in the rap game. You know what I'm saying? Time is passing.
Making
good music, doing what you do. You feel what I'm saying? At what point do you say, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like we did the best we could. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a little bit less time with the music and a little more time for us, like, you know what I'm saying, like working or striving towards something different. Have you, like,
yeah,
like
really?
You said, like, the bot? Go ahead.
Yeah, like, I can't really see for us. No point of time, like, to see. We got it's a lot of different things we do. We getting our money, basically. So I just want to I'm gonna keep striving on there. We gonna keep doing what we doing. All is coming out the project. We ain't looking for handouts or none of that. We doing what we doing and been making us money this long. So we gonna keep making us money. I'm just saying like it ain't really like I just put it as a primary, but it's there. I know I can fall back on this. So I have other plans to fall back on too.
That's what's up. I was kind of like trying to see at what point, you know what I'm saying, what your mindset is or what your 5-year plan is. You know, a lot of people, they don't really have like no future plans. It's like I'm going to do this as long as I can do this or whatever.
I'm looking at, to be honest, a distribution deal, something like that. Give me a distribution deal. I got several artists out of Alabama. All in this area that I know that I can put money behind and make them stand out, different, original artists, you know what I'm saying? Like you hear a lot of this stuff on the radio, all that sound the same. Everybody sound the same now, you know?
Oh, yeah, my five-year plan is to get rich, player, straight up.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, I mean, I understand the concept of not coattailing or nothing like that because I firmly believe, man, that, you know, doing features with somebody that ain't going to come up at the show and do the song kind of defeats the purpose. If the song get hot, they pay their money to come see that, and they not going to see that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of false advertising. But at the same time, if everything was ideal, you know, let's rephrase the question. If everything was ideal, y'all was on, everything was doing what it's supposed to do, the music, people recognizing y'all for yourself, who would you like to do a track with?
Kevin Gates. That's out the gate. I do that straight up, Kevin Gates. It's a lot of artists. Don Tripp. You know what I'm saying? I like real music. I don't like the watered down Kool-Aid. None of that. I like the straight drop. That's what I like. I like real music. I can tell those cats, man, when they spit, they lyrics, it's coming from the heart. You feel what I'm saying? August Alsina, like I said earlier, I can feel his music. Like all that other jive, I don't want to hear none of that. That's a little out of my range. I'm not with. That's a different caliber. I'm gonna put it like that. That's a different caliber. I would like to
know. That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening. You know, all right now, same question. Anybody dead or alive that you could do a track with right now, even if you don't put it out?
I'm going to let you finish that one, Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Tupac. Straight up.
That's what's up, Tupac. Man. That's what's up. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying? I'll be wondering, like, how some of the mixtures will be with some of the more soulful cats, man, for us. Like, you know, you get people on the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a lot of people, man, just imagining what they would have sounded like on a hook, or they would have sounded like mixing your music. You had some people that was like musical geniuses, man, a lot of cats. I done kind of got into a lot of different types of music, man. I was wondering, like, how cats, like, would vibe off a dude like Hendrix or something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that rock and roll without music in the first place, don't understand, so they'll blow it off, but... It's like, man, to have Hendrix, like, do some mixing in the studio with you, man, on something or something like that. It's like, man, it's amazing. You know, I mean, I respect y'all grind, though, man, because, you know,
I'm open to all types. I mean, I don't just cut it out on one genre of music. I'm versatile, too, you know what I'm saying? It's just whatever I feel like will work, that's what I go with. It could be just for the hell of it, even if nobody ever heard, I would, you know what I'm saying, just like to be in the studio and network and function with them cats and feel that vibe of really just making music.
Yeah. Well, man, you know, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to give you some advice, but I know, you know what I'm saying, a female artist, man, kind of hot, got, you know what I'm saying, some nice little vocals and a little bit of five fits you might want to look up and check out, man, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, that's Tweety B, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know she could spit. You got
the research
you're doing interviews with, man. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Hey, on GP, man. Y'all supporting us. Y'all doing us. Y'all know what I'm saying? It's a blessing for y'all to interview us, and then for y'all to interview, you know what I'm saying, for us to be here doing the interview or whatever. It is what it is, man. It's just love. That's just love.
Man, radio show ain't a radio show without interviews, man.
You.
You know, we support y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Supporting us, supporting y'all. You know, so it's always a blessing for whoever come down. And I appreciate and respect the professionalism, you know, the showing up around the time you said you was going to show up, man, coming in prepared, man. You know what I'm saying? Having something to talk about, being able to express your vision, being able to express what your grind is about, man. You know what I'm saying? I respect that, man, because a lot of folks come through, man, and they take this for play. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you respecting the opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, salute to y'all as well.
Likewise.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you. I appreciate you guys for coming over here. And what we're doing right now, I'm trying to get you guys new music in studio so we can let everybody hear some of this new stuff that you have. I want to ask you guys, it's paid for instance that you did make it and you got the deal that you wanted to get there. distribution, which everybody should just basically go on a distribution deal. Otherwise, you're going to end up on money that you haven't even made yet. So that's just not a wise thing to do when it comes to signing. So just so happened to say that you did get the distribution deal that you wanted, and the album is doing well or whatever. Do you have plans or things set in play that you maybe give back to your community once you make it?
Yeah, I'm always give back, man. I mean, my city gonna eat off the rip. We got Boston Centers out here, you know. So I go drop that off Christmas time, you know, like the average. That's average. Like there's a lot of only a certain amount of the rappers get exposed of giving back to their community. You know what I'm saying? Once they make it, a lot of them do it. You just don't know about it. It just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't publicized like that. It was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't made a big deal unless you just a certain rapper. Like I'm always give back. I'm always give back. Course.
Donate. Yeah, well, I like to ask people. Yeah, I think it's important to give back once you like actually gotten out there and made it. I think it's very important to give back, to say thank you to people for supporting you. But a lot of people that do get out there and make it, they don't care about stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of them, because they let money change them. They let money change us.
Yeah.
See, money can never change us because we are money. That's how I look at it. We are money. Money can never change us. With all my brothers, we are money. That will never change us like that on that style. The only thing going to change is I will wake up in the morning, step outside. My hardest decision will be which car I'm going to drive today. That's you know what I'm saying? That's how I rock. Straight up. You laughing. That's how I rock, though. Money will never change.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I ain't mad at you.
No
sleep.
So I'm just wondering, like, when people hear your music, is there a... Go ahead, hey.
Go ahead. I was about to ask, you know, like mine, man. You know what I'm saying? Bring your mind. That's what I was going to ask, man. You know, if I'm sitting home chilling, you know what I'm saying? I don't blow a drink or nothing like that, but if I'm sitting home chilling, man, I'm listening to your music, what it is that you want me to feel.
Shit, relaxed, comfortable, whatever your feeling, this type of music I make, whatever you feeling like at that point of time, my music would enhance that feeling. So if you relaxed and you listen to this movie or music and you want to be relaxed, it might relax you. Or if you in the club or you want to turn up, you might turn up with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want my music to make you feel my point of view of different situations or my visual of how this looked to me. You know what I'm saying? I want you to compare. I want you to study it. That's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel interested.
That's what's up. Now, what you was going to say, Trudy B, I figure you got like a little second half to that.
It's something going on with this track. I don't know if the track is too big in its format or what it is, but it's not accepted in studio for some reason, and I'm really disappointed about that. So I've been trying to work around it and resize it and do everything to get it in here, but it's just not going through. And what I may have to do is play it on Grown Folks Business on Friday and let the people hear the new stuff, because it's just not going in here, and I have done everything to try to get it in here. So I don't know what's going on with the board. A lot of things happening over here with this computer, so it may have a lot to do with it, so I don't know. But we will get this music on here, and we will be playing it and be checking for a tweet from us. All of artists, it doesn't just stop when you come to the show. We keep playing your music. We keep tweeting you out. We keep promoing for you so people get used to you and know where you're from and what you're about and where you're coming from with music. But I did want to thank you guys for coming through to hang out with us tonight. And I would like for you guys to give everybody your information and how they can follow you on Twitter and or any other websites that you're on, Facebook, If you have a SoundCloud, give them all that information so they know how to get a hold of your music.
Yeah, any shows you got coming up, you know, where they see you at next, whatever.
So what now?
No, or any shows you got coming up where y'all going to be performing at, where they can see y'all, where they can follow y'all, find y'all, link up with y'all, everything. You know, give out that information. They go your shot, man. Let them know.
Yeah, we see, like I said earlier, man, basically y'all can hit us on Twitter at Orchard Money. And that's just direct. We're going to let y'all know everything, what we got going on there, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, Google MOE, Orchard Boy, Smoke, Cricket Letter, 612 MOE, you know what I'm saying? Google it. We're gonna keep pushing like that.
That's what's up. You guys, make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. Make sure you support these guys. They have really good music, and we are gonna get it over here, and we are gonna get it on the air for you. We have two more shows airing this week. Explicit content as well as Growth Business. If you want to check out on Growth Business, sometimes we talk about grown people topics. It's like an open forum where people can call in and voice their opinions on any topic, anything that's going on. So you may want to check it out on Grown Folks Business on Fridays at noon. And we are going to get this music on station, and we will be. So you guys make sure you check the tweets and retweet so people can come over and listen. And again,
that's
I want to say thank you for stopping by here on Manic Monday tonight. And do you have any shout-outs you want to give, any props, anything you want to say before we go?
First and foremost, I want to shout out to the higher power. Second of all, I want to shout out to my brothers, my family, you know what I'm saying? And Manic Monday, putting us on the line. Yeah, I know how we rocking, man. No flex. M-O-E.
Right, absolutely. And another thing, too, I want to say, now make sure when you come over and you checking out the page on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you like the page, because we need to get our liking up over there and get our following together. So make sure you go over there and do that. Like the page. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Twitter. So make sure you do that. And really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into some of this clockwork, if I can get this board to spinning and on all kind of crazy stuff. But we're going to get into it. And come back and talk to you a little bit more on that. I'm trying to hear me get into the music. All right, here we go, guys. Hang on tight.
Yeah, man, y'all don't go nowhere, man. We be right here.
Keep it 100. Keep chasing paper.
Paper.
Keep it 100. Keep chasing paper.
Keep chasing paper.
Never met my match.
My match.
You know me, his maker. When it's time to roll and play your role right. Them whole niggas, they can't be hoes their whole life.
Clock.
We doing clockwork.
Clock.
We get around the clock.
Clock.
We doing clockwork.
Clock.
We get around the clock.
Keep it
100. Keep chasing
paper.
Never met my
man.
Shout out to my Jamaica homie. And my man, he Connells, gonna do a favor for me. My nigga, he had the pounds and get some favors for me. They know I keep a grind. I'm anti-hustle. My mama used to trap, even my AC hustle. My daddy was a pimp, that mean he had a couple. That's why I tell these hoes, shit, I cannot cuff you, that's fake, but I'm real. I got a lot of hoes like a minefield. Ain't shit funny like Seinfeld. I do a clockwork, no time killed. I make plans, I make moves at the same goddamn time still. They say we fell off, we coming back alone, cause I'm here. I'm here to put my team on. Give them all that dream home. Minnesota theme song. Hate niggas can dream out.
So let these haters hate, they got no life. Push out these hoes, hey, nigga, they can't be hoes.
Money on the line, broke niggas, I just ask them if they got the time. Boy, my watch is fine, this shit is clock work. 45 after for them jackets, got that clock work. Catch me at your local concert, shining like a diamond, spending money like I got work. DJ swagging while you niggas looking awkward. Red carpet clean, I'm ready to get my Oscar. What's up? Red low, to them bitches I say hello. I'm a real fly, fly, fly fellow. You will get your bitch done, done like L.O. In the plants inside my red low. Got me in la la like Carmelo. With a bitch most likely yellow. And around shake, shake, shake like jello. We can meet at the hotel, ho. You can bring your cups, don't bring no cell though. Gotta keep this on the L.O. Nigga be plotting on my dinero. We can meet around like 12-0. Clocking, don't be scared, ho. Got the clock work in that bed, ho. Here's a couple dollars, fix your head, ho.
Time to roll, better play your role right. Your whole niggas, they can't be hoes.